Govindalilamrita Madhyan Lila, Part O, Searching for the Stolen Flute. After hearing Radha's words about kissing his flute, Krishna considered and then said, "Hey, where's my flute gone? It has suddenly fallen from my hand. Where did it go?" Looking somewhat bewildered, Krishna glances towards Kundalata, his confidant. With her eyes, Kundalata answers Krishna's question by indicating that Radha has indeed stolen his flute. Understanding this eye glance, Radhika secretly passes the flute to Tulsi, who carefully hides it and stands behind Lalita and Vishakha. Desiring to search for his flute, Krishna comes before Radharani and says, "Hey, Manchori," one who steals the mind, "my mind is always pure and free from lust, but you have stunned me with the arrows of lust shot from the bows of your raised eyebrows. Thus it is not surprising that you have stolen my innocent flute. Now I will lock you within my embrace and search your entire body for my flute. Then, for stealing that flute, I will take you to the Kunja prison and hand you over to Kandarpa Maharaj." Krishna's joking words diminish Radhika's patience. Ignoring Krishna, Radha simply slips away and says, "Don't touch me." Quickly grabbing her, Krishna searches for the flute and says, "Hey thief, stop trying to break free from my embrace. I will not let you go until I get back my flute." Nalita furrows her eyebrows and casts a sharp glance toward Krishna. A gentle, proud smile adorns Lalita's lips as she blasts Krishna, saying, "Hey, you wanton brute, O destroyer of women's chastity, get out of here. Radha has just bathed to purify herself in order to perform Surya Puja, so don't you dare contaminate her with your touch. Listen, you drunken scoundrel. The situation is that Shaivya snatched your flute at Kusum Sarovara when you were intoxicated by her kisses. If you don't believe me, then ask Tulsi, who witnessed the whole thing. Just see, a righteous person gets blamed when a criminal misbehaves. Shaivya actually stole the flute, yet our honest Radha becomes the accused." With a movement of her eyes, Lalita communicates to Shyam, "Tulsi has the flute." As lightning disappears behind a cloud, similarly, Radha slips from Krishna's clutches when his attention shifts to Tulsi. Secretly handing the flute to Rup Manjari, Tulsi tries to leave, but Krishna forcefully molests Tulsi. Tulsi Manjari, of course, is Raghunath Das Goswami. As Tulsi overwhelms in ecstasy, her body trembles and her hair stands erect. Covering her face with her hands, Tulsi cries meekly, Oh, merciful maidservant, let me go. I am your insignificant maidservant. I do not have the flute. Today I saw Shaibya holding it. Tulsi's eyes point out towards Rupa Manjari. Krishna releases Tulsi and approaches Rupa Manjari, who secretly passes the flute to Lalita and pretends to be innocent. Without a moment's notice, Krishna embraces Rupa Manjari and searches in her blouse. Then Shyam exclaims, "Hey thief, where did you hide my flute?" While trying to block Krishna's hands, Rupa Manjari says, "Yes, yes, I am the thief. You have proven this by not finding your flute. Well, today you are lucky, Shyam, for you have fulfilled your desires to fondle my breast and embrace me. So now you can go call all the gopis with your flute. You are very anxious to pollute all the chaste housewives with your embrace. So thus you've orchestrated this whole sham yourself, and you actually hid the flute somewhere and come here on the presence of searching for your flute." Seeing Krishna releasing Tulsi, Lalita secretly slips the flute to Kundalata. When Krishna gets near her, Lalita furiously shrieks, "Look out! Just keep your distance and stop right where you are. I do not have your enchanting flute. Look, I'm warning you. You'll suffer heavenly reactions if you become too lusty." "Hey, Krishna. Hey, cheater. Radharani Sakis don't care a fig for the Chintamani stones, so why should they covet your insignificant flute? That dry wooden flute is filled with holes, which are false, because it maddens the three worlds with an enchanting spell. And you are the husband of that flute. It is good news for everyone that your flute has been lost. So be it. Now, no one will any longer be captivated by your flute. The gopis can serve in their houses peacefully and perform their domestic duties. The deer can graze joyfully on the fresh grass with their husbands, and the Yamuna River can flow to the ocean in its natural course without going backwards due to hearing your seductive flute." "Shyam, you lost your Murali because you made the unmarried gopis suffer when you stole their clothes. So it is quite befitting that now you are suffering, for those who give distress to others will meet distress themselves." "Oh, what a pity. That 18-inch flute, which is just a dry, hollow piece of bamboo filled with holes, was your most valuable possession." "Hey, hey, who has taken it anyway, Shyam?" While listening to Lalita's derisive sarcasm, Kundalata passes the flute back to Radha. Then Kundalata approaches Krishna and says, "Hey Krishna, who stole the flute? Oh well, what can be done? Hey Krishna, what is the loss of an old piece of bamboo goes missing? Forget about it. Why are you so sad? Knowing that you are the prince of Vrindavan, I feel very uneasy seeing all these Brajagopis playfully taunting you." "Hey Kundalata," Krishna answers, "you don't understand my beloved flute, and thus you ridicule its glories. This does not surprise me, because unlike the gopis, you have never heard the sweet song of the flute." "Kundalata, what more can I say? As Narayan's desires are satisfied by his own spiritual potency, This flute fulfills all my desires. Therefore, to me, this flute is my all-powerful wish-fulfiller. Only Radhika and her sakis understand the omnipotence of my flute. Lalita interrupts Shyam by saying, Krishna, your flute is our arch enemy. Lalita continues, Hey Shyam, being your lover, that Murali flute knows all about your lusty desires. Although the beautiful Brajagopis abound with virtuous qualities, this naughty flute binds the strong elephant of their hearts. Not only we gopis, but all the beautiful women like Lakshmi and Vaikuntha, Parvati and Sangya, become attracted. So, hey Krishna, your Murali is indeed captivating, but her attributes are notorious. Krishna replies, Aha, haughty Lalita is like a thorny fort of crooked words. Certainly this deceiving damsel has taken my flute. That is why she is slandering its glories and mine too. Krishna then tries to grab Lalita's garment, but she steps back, smiles, raises her eyebrows and shouts, Hey Krishna, just remember that I am Lalita. You know all about our dealings in the past. So now I will take all the sakis with me and leave this place. Today, your deceptive tricks will not succeed. As Lalita starts to leave, Krishna snatches her veil, exclaiming, Without returning my flute, I will not let you go so easily. Ha, Lalita, if you did not steal my flute, then why are you trying to run away? Only after showing me and proving to me that you are not hiding the flute on your body, may you go and do whatever you like. Lalita forcibly jerks her veil out of Krishna's hand. Casting a crooked glance, Lalita angrily scoffs. Hey, you lusty brute! Go search the body of your cousin Kundalata. We did not take your flute or even see it. But if you insist on using force, then just tell us the price. You may collect your payment from Kundalata. If that is not sufficient to cover your loss with this stolen flute, then we will make you another flute. Hey Krishna, our two Palinda friends from the forest, Mali and Bringi, residing near Govardhan, will make a new flute and bring it to you if we simply ask them. Krishna replies, Oh Lalita, are Mali and Bringi your sakis? Have they stolen my flute and thus subjugated all the other tribal women and adivasis of Braj? Pausing for a moment, Krishna feelingly says, These Palinda women of Braj are very fortunate because of their attraction to me. They collect the kumkum that falls from my feet in the forest, and they smear it on their faces and breasts to relieve their lusty desires. They also collect gunja berries and earthen pigments from Govardhan, then give them to me. Thus they are my maidservants. O Lalita, since when have the Palindas become your sakis? So, Lalita, since you have reproached me and stolen my flute, I will bind you up in my arms and punish you. Is there anyone who can stop me? Listening to Krishna's challenge, Vishakha pulls Nalita back and stands before Krishna to offer a humble suggestion, saying, "Hey Krishna, if someone loses a dear object, it is best that they approach someone that knows where it is. So, why don't you hire a private detective? Then you will surely succeed and find your stolen flute. But by acting rashly, you will not achieve your objective." Champaka Latasaki comments, "Oh, Vishakha, who would stoop so low as to become Krishna's detective? Surely he would want a heavy remuneration. And why would Krishna spend so much just to recover a worthless piece of bamboo?" Tungavidya quips, "O Champakalate, you do not know what is at stake for Shyam. Now listen to my verdict. Krishna's flute is his all and all. So what would Krishna not offer in return for getting it back? Surely Krishna would give a fortune. However, try to understand what will happen. When the detective helps Krishna catch the thief, Krishna will recover his flute. And then the detective's reward will be plundered from the thief's personal property. This is Krishna's policy." Vishakha says, "O Krishnaji, since you are the owner of the flute, please tell us how you punish the thief and reward the detective. I am asking for your own benefit." Krishna replies, "Hey Vishakha, whoever helps me to recover the flute will receive as a reward my flower garland, a jeweled necklace, and some kama ranga," which means love sports, "my chumbak jewel," which means kisses, "and many other gifts. Then I will punish the thief by tying her in the ropes of my embrace and escorting her personally to the Nikunja prison. There I will confiscate all of her clothes and ornaments, then plunder the jewel of her youth from her two jugs." Vishakha replies, "O Gopendra Nandan, your reward for the detective and punishment for the thief are most befitting. Seeing that you are not the least bit miserly, I think that you will certainly get back your flute. But only Kundalata knows where your flute is, so you can reward her." Vishakha playfully teases, "O Sakhi Kundalata, good fortune awaits you. Now just tell your cousin where the flute is and collect the reward." After joking like this, Vishakha whispers in Kundalata's ear. Understanding the exchange, Radha passes the flute back to Tulsi Mandri, Raghunath Das. As Krishna eagerly awaits Kundalata's answer, she addresses Vishakha. "O Sakhi, I swear that I do not know who stole the Vamshi. But don't forget that I am Krishna's relative and not just any outsider. Therefore, whatever belongs to Krishna also belongs to me. Consequently, if I knew who stole the flute, I would immediately tell Krishna without asking for any reward. Sakhi Vishakha, undoubtedly, you know who stole the flute. So why don't you tell all of us? Tell us where the flute is and collect the jackpot. If you cooperate, Vishakha, surely the flute will return to its master. O Vishakha, the choice is up to you. Either accept the reward or trace out the location of the flute. I will serve as a judge, so don't be afraid. Then, with her eye gestures, Kundalata informs Krishna that Radha has his flute. When Krishna enthusiastically approaches Radha, she stuns Shyam with a piercing glance. At this time, Kundalata says, Krishna, the Shyam Ras flowing from your flute makes the entire world bluish black. Whoever hears the alluring song of your flute is overcome by Shringar Ras, erotic love. Look, that Shyam Kandarpa Ras has taken shelter of Radha's chin as that black dot of kasturi musk. Radha conquered the Vamshi, plundered its Shyam Ras, and placed it on her chin as a black dot. But in her absorption of seizing the flute, Radha forgot to hide that black dot on her chin. She has only hidden the flute. Hey Krishna, you're fortunate, and you could catch the thief because Radha forgot to remove the flute's mark. First, you should remove the dot from her chin with your lips, and then you can punish the thief and reward the detective. Now that I have proven that Radha has the Vamshi, I do not care if you reclaim it or not. But Vishakha is demanding her reward, so you should reward her in my presence. Krishna says, first I will remove the flute's mark from Radha's chin and then clear my debt with Vishakha. Then I will take Radhika to the Nikunja jail, recover my flute, and punish the thief. When Krishna starts kissing Priyaji, Nalita boldly steps between them and angrily reprimands the intoxicated romantic hero. Oh, what a calamity! You're contaminating Radhika, so now she cannot perform Surya Puja. Get out of here! You've lost all respect for Vedic Dharma and social customs. Krishna, Radha, my teeth are not to be blamed. Rather, the fault lies with you, because you openly displayed this black dot on your chin. Forcefully kissing Radha's lips, Shyam removes the dot of musk from her chin and says, Hey, Shashimukhi, although this dot looked very beautiful on your chin, when it saw its dark friend approaching, it jumped to safety within the fortress of my teeth out of fear of you. Kundalata says, Hey, Radhe, since you are an expert poet, now you can compose verses in the Bindu Chutaka meter, which means causing the bindu or dot to fall. But your rival Krishna composes in the Bindodgama style, to recover the dot. Thus, as the musk dot kisses your face, Krishna kisses you. Radhe, cultured people enjoy watching an artist display his talents. Therefore, you can decorate Krishna with your Ratnamala, row of jewel-like teeth. Radhe replies, "Hey, Kundalate, it appears that you yourself are most enchanted by your cousin's illustrious qualities. So, why don't you worship Krishna's radiant lips with your own white Kunda flower teeth?" Feigning anger, Kundalata says, "Hey, Krishna, since Radha is Mukara's pretty granddaughter, she is also Mukara, which means very talkative, and Lalita is Prakara, contrary and hot-tempered, but you are soft-spoken and shy, so how will you recover your flute from them? You will have to act strongly if you want to retrieve your stolen flute. Just think about it, Krishna. You are mild-natured and all alone. You are far outnumbered by all of these gopis who are pragalba, outspoken, and kutila, crooked. Your only support was your flute, and now that has been taken. You better run away from here and go back to the cow pastures before the clever gopis steal your clothes and ornaments also. Aha! In their lust for a paramour, these wives of the gopas have lost all discrimination between right and wrong. Just see, they think that I am just like them. My cousin is a mere boy, and I am a chaste wife of pure behavior. Let us stop talking with these proud gopis who only slander our reputation. Oh, Krishnaji, now just reward Vishakha as you promised. But you can leave me out of this conflict because I am going home." Taking Kundalata's advice, Krishna smilingly addresses Vishakha, "Hey, chaste one, come and take your jewels." As Krishna embraces Vishakha, the gopis encircle Krishna and begin to laugh loudly. Taking advantage of Krishna's inattention, Radha silently tiptoes into the Nikunj of Mandir and hides. Tulsi brings the flute and hands it to Radha. But then Brindadevi snatches the flute from Tulsi and conceals it in her blouse, saying, "Hey, flute, although you belong to a small dynasty, you are glorious for instigating this wonderful pastime." Seeing the smiling faces and roaming eyes of the Sakis, Lita becomes restless. With great difficulty, she breaks away from Krishna's tight embrace and angrily chastises Shyam in a faltering voice, "Hey, Kapat Raj, king of cheaters, we are not your relatives, nor your servants. We are outsiders, so it is impossible for us to accept your charity. Why don't you reward your cousin Kundalata, since she is the one who proposed the rewarding of the detective?" Vishakha says, "Hey, Kundalate, although you are the most outspoken, why are you bewildered now? Stop trying to pollute us and just accept your cousin's charity." Kundalata replies, "Vishakha, as a benevolent donor, Krishna gives charity to the best Brahmana girls. So when he selected you as the benefactor, I cannot forbid him, for that would be a sin. Vishakhi, just consider, if Krishna's gift is offered with love, why should it be forcefully rejected? Rather, it is your duty to reciprocate with twice the affection. Chitra says, O Vishakhi, this is your gift, so why are you rejecting it and saying that it's someone else's? You will become wealthy by accepting this charity from Krishna. But if this wealth does not interest you, then quickly donate it to Kundalata. Kundalata replies, Chitre, Krishna is freely distributing his wealth. If you do not accept it, then what loss is it to the donor? Krishna's wealth will remain with him. Krishna, why waste your time with these misers, these gopis? It would be wiser to exchange gifts with Radha. Hearing this, Krishna's eyes begin restlessly searching for Radhika. But not seeing her, Shyam says, Hey, Lalite, you are a number one imposter for hiding the flute stealer. You should bring Radha here at once, or else you will suffer the consequence. Lalita replies, I am not a witness, and I don't know anything where Radha's gone. But Radha is certainly a befitting partner to share your wealth. Now I am going home. One Sakhi said, Krishna, actually Radha went home. Another Sakhi said, No, Radha went to perform Surya Puja. And still another Sakhi said, Krishna, because you contaminated her, Radha went to take a purifying bath in Manasi Ganga. While the Sakhis continue joking, Krishna glances at Kundalata. Following her eye signals, Krishna discovers Radha hiding in a nearby Nikunj. As Krishna enters the Kunja Mandir, Kundalata and the Sakhis quickly shut the doors and wait outside. Radha tries to escape, but Krishna catches her before she reaches the door and carries her to the flower bed. Just as an intoxicated elephant plunges into a river to get relief from a blazing forest fire, Krishna relieves the fire of his lust by entering the Suratarangani, which means the waves of the Ganga flowing in the heavenly planets, or it means the waves of lovemaking, Tarangani, waves, Surata, erotic lovemaking, with Radhika. Krishna dives into the ocean of his pastimes by trying to loosen Radha's blouse and waist belt. Radha's bracelets resound loudly as she obstructs Shyam's advances. Krishna tries to say the word Vamshi, Vamshi me dehi, which means give me my flute. Due to his loving bewilderment, Krishna's voice stutters and he says, da 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 dehi, because of his rapture. Radha, also enraptured with Krishna's association, attempts to answer his question by saying, Vamshi mahi nasti, which means, I don't have the flute. But due to being choked, due to the influence of Cupid, her voice was not functioning properly, and Radha replied, Ma, mama, mama. As Krishna steals the jewels of Radha's youth, she tries anxiously to prevent Krishna. But at last, Kandarpa's general named Boldness routs Radhika's Sakhis of patience, shyness, and resistance. Radha Madhav then forcefully fight each other in the fury of their love festival. The impassioned cries of Radha resemble the sweet warbling of a cuckoo. Bites and scratches arise on their beautiful bodies as they playfully scuffle. May Radha Madhav's all-auspicious Nikunja Leela be forever glorified. As a result of Rupa Goswami's service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jeev, and the blessings of Raghunath Bhatta, 10th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete, and thus ends the pastime of stealing Krishna's flute and Krishna searching the sakis for his flute. Vamshidari Krishna Murari Tuma Bina Dukahari Vamshidari Krishna Murari Tuma Bina Dukahari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nikunja Biharini Radha Ki Jai, Nikunja Bihari Shama Ki Jai, Vamshi Chori Leela Ki Jai, Govinda Leela Amrita Ki Jai,